This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Chris Sinzak and Aaron Camaro.
You know, nowadays people like to say hard rock and heavy metal, it's just not like it used to be. The bands are not as good. I only listen to the old timers. Well, we're here to say nay. Hard rock and heavy metal is alive and well, and we're going to prove it. And who are we? We are the Decibel Geek Podcast. And what is this? This is Fresh Blood. 10 of the hottest, newest bands in hard rock and heavy metal music, and we're going to bring them to you right here today. My name is Aaron Camaro, joined as always by my awesome friend and kick-ass co-host, Chris Sinzak. Are you ready to prove that rock and roll is still as vital as it's ever been?
I'm willing to give it a shot.
I think we can do it. We have been very successful over the years at not just paying tribute to the legends and not just talking about our favorite bands from the past, but showing that today, if you take the time to look, you will find that there are new bands that have the same spirit, style, and power of our heroes of the past. We're going to do it for you once again right here because that's what Fresh Blood is all about. Chris has got five bands. I've got five bands. You know, it's a funny thing that sometimes you might just stumble upon a band that you absolutely love. And today, just before we started recording, Chris introduced me to a band that I immediately fell in love with and cannot wait to share with you because they have become one of my new favorite bands in like the last hour. That's the magic of what we do here. Now, before we unleash the magic onto you, we've got to take care of our business. And when I'm talking about the business of the Decibel Geek Podcast, it's all about those reviews and recommendations. We like to get Apple Podcast reviews. We love Podchaser, man. That's an awesome site where you can go learn about podcasts and leave reviews. Not just for the podcast, right down to the very episode if you want to. Check out podchaser.com. And we also love the oh-so-elusive Facebook recommendations. And believe it or not, 2 weeks in a row, we've got another review right here to share because when we get them, we can't wait to do it. This one is an Apple Podcast review. It's entitled The Best Rock Podcast from Across the Pond. It's got all 5 stars just the way we like it. And it goes like this. I discovered Decibel Geek years ago, but for some weird reason, I never once jumped on here to thank Chris and Aaron for the hours and hours of brilliant rock content that they have given my ears on a weekly basis. Massively appreciated, and you guys are the only podcast I try to listen to as soon as the new episode drops. I found you as a diehard Kiss fan from the UK, but I'm still here as a fan of so many more bands that I've discovered thanks to these lads. Long live Decibel Geek. And that comes to us from Malter Morgs via Apple Podcasts from Great Britain. Oh, how great it is with reviews like that, man. You got to love it.
Thanks so much. It's always cool to get stuff from overseas like that. That's great.
And the reassurance that what we do here on Fresh Blood really works. Because, like this gentleman right here said, he came in as a Kiss fan, but ended up discovering a whole lot of other stuff. And that's what Fresh Blood's all about, discovery. Yeah, let's discover some stuff together. We're going to have a good time. Man, the last time we got together, other than the last Geek Wire, we did the best and worst of Led Zeppelin Part 2, and man, did people love it.
Yeah, it was a fun one and definitely more interesting to go through those later albums.
Yeah, it was a real eye-opener for me because, you know what, we listen to those first 4 albums all the time, those songs. You know, they're always coming up on the iPod or I get in the mood to listen to Zeppelin and I always go to that early stuff. But to take a look at the later years' albums of Led Zeppelin and their discography, it was something I hadn't done for a while and I'm glad we did it. I've got messages from people that did the same thing as us. We got a lot of cool comments on the Facebook post for the episode. And it's fun to do stuff like that. You know, we're always paying tribute to the legends, right along with introducing you to new rock bands like we're going to do today. So we like to mix it up and keep it coming for you. So one thing that you can do to help us out, and this is something our good friends always do for us. When they see that we release a new episode, we'll always have a post on the Facebook. We'll have an announcement on the X, and people will see that and they can share it and retweet it. And when they do that, man, it's awesome for us because you're sharing that with your friends and your family and your loved ones and your fellow rock and rollers to tell them, hey, Decibel Geek's got something cool going on over here. And if you're not listening to it, you just might be missing out on something. We appreciate that very much. We decided a long time ago, if people were going to do that for us, man, we want to honor them. We want to take those people and put them together. And we could put them together in a group of elite, special, amazing people. What do we call it? What do we call it? Oh, yeah. Geeks of the Week.
Geeks of the Week this week are Adam Cox, Rock and Ron Runyon, Derek Novak, Joey Vancheri, David Glenn, Mark Starsky, Shea Hargett, Eric Luzier, Joe Polo, Mike Parnell, John Phillips, Todd Cunningham, Shane Hebert, Keith Rockford, Aaron Baker, Thorbjorn Olsen, Pantheon Podcast, In Obscuria Podcast, Kevin Northern Music, Tom Logsdon, Sit and Spin with Joe, Kristen Schimbeck, Mark Alden Taylor, Freeform Rock Podcast, Mark and Jerry BS Sessions, Chris McGowan, Lost Souls Journey, Håkon Bergstad, Jay Shabluski, Kevin's on Fire, Ernesto Aguiar, Eladio, JJ McElhenney, Vet Halen, Whiting Guitar Works, David Cathy, Will Honeycutt, Joseph Capone, Victor Ruiz, Scott Crouch, and as always,
the Mooger Fooger. That's right. Those are our people. They took last week's episode, Best and Worst of Led Zeppelin Part 2, and they shared it with the world. You want to become an elite member of this group and hear your name read on next week's episode? Well, all you got to do is share this week's episode, the latest edition of Fresh Blood, and you will be included in that. We are a part of Pantheon Podcast and damn proud of it. You guys love podcasts about rock music? Hey, they've got some. Just the best ones. And maybe you like more than rock and metal. That seems weird, but I guess it's possible. I mean, there are other kinds of music besides rock and metal, right? I'm told. I hear. Well, when you're talking about music podcasts, no matter what the genre is, if you're looking for the best of the best of the best, there's only one place to go, and that is Pantheon Podcast. I recommend you download their app, because then it's right there. You just peruse it all, and you know you're skipping all the bullshit and getting right to the good stuff. And you will find more podcasts that are as good, maybe even better, than the Decibel Geek Podcast. The only place to do that is at Pantheon. So, I'd really like to go last this week, if you don't mind, because I am in love with this band. I'm saving them for last. I want to share it on the way out of the show. What do you say? Will you go first this time?
Sure, that's no problem.
Nice.
Just one more quick thing about the Led Zeppelin Part 2. Mm-hmm. We did have a couple of people profess their love for Hot Dog. Mm-hmm.
We must find these people and kill them now?
Yeah, I'm not releasing their names because I don't want to be responsible for a murder.
Bunch of wise guys we got listening to this show.
Well, much to their chagrin, I can promise no songs that we pick today sound like Hot Dog.
No, that's undeniable.
So I guess I'm going first then, since you're going last. This is a band from Sydney, Australia. Now, I have two picks today that are not songs from this year, so these are more fresh to me, and they will probably be fresh to you. Let me just preface that. This is a band called The Lazies. Have you ever heard of The Lazies?
I've never heard of this.
So they're from Australia, and then in 2018, they came out with an album called Tropical Hazards. It's known as a hell-raising rock and roll riot that sent them crisscrossing Canada, the UK, and Europe in a balls-out ascent to become one of the most talked-about live acts wherever they took the stage. So they played a bunch of festivals, and they've kind of built their following, but this is the last thing they've released, so I really hope they're not broken up already. But I think you're going to like this. This is a little bit of a pirate theme. This is a band called The Lazies and a song called Half-Mast Blues.
Well, I was perched at the bar treasure map of clues that led me to her door. With a rose in my teeth, said, please forgive my sins. A dirty look on her face, but still she poured me a gin. And the next thing I know, it was a quarter past two. And again I had the curse of the half-blast blues. Oh baby, please understand, don't abandon the ship. You know I'm better than that. I'm gonna wake the skipper. Then she looked in my eyes as she opened her purse. She said the third time's a charm, we're gonna break this curse. Don't need silver and gold to win her back in the end. Yeah, a little blue diamond is a girl's best friend. Gonna wake the skipper, fire the gun. Yeah, ship of me timber, turn the barrel around. Yeah, we've all been stuck in Jolly Roger's shoes. When the boy's in trouble with the
I like that one a lot.
Fun, right?
Shiver me timbers. That's pretty cool, man. I dig that. Kind of got a little bit of a, you know, if you like Buck Cherry or LA Guns, I think that would be right up your alley. It's pretty cool, man. It's got an old school sound, straightforward, hard rocking, a little sexy. I dig it.
Yeah, and just go to thelaziesband.com and check out what they have going on, if they ever do, but then again, they're lazy.
Oh, yeah. Man, I hope that's not a sign of what's to come.
Maybe we won't get another album for 10 years. Who knows? We never broke up. We're just lazy. You saw the name of the band, right?
That's right. Truth in Advertising. Oh, man. Come on, lazies. Don't be so lazy. Keep it coming. We like this stuff.
All right. What do you got for your first one?
All right. So I got one. I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago when we did the live stream, the crossover rock and roll podcasting event of the summer with Ralph and Ian of the Rock and Metal Combat podcast. And we did a little show and tell, and I wanted to show off this album because it was sent to me and I really liked it. This is a pretty unique situation with this. It was sent to me by a guy named Scott Bazett. And he and his friend James Lepak have been writing songs together since way back in the late 80s when they were young. So over the years, they just kind of moved on, you know, moved to different places, different careers, but they stayed in touch. And they would write songs and mail the tapes back and forth to each other so that they could work on them together like they did when they were younger, even though they were miles apart. Over the years, they write like hundreds of songs. And then the internet becomes a thing, and then it becomes way easier for them to do this. So what they do is they go, okay, so we write these songs. James is a hell of a guitar player. Scott's a hell of a songwriter. Together, they're pretty amazing. And so they go, okay, well, what if we did put out music? So a few years ago, in 2021, they released their first album, Barely Hanging On. But just recently, they came out with a new album called After the Storm. And After the Storm features Mats Levins, who's known for being a part of the Yngwie Malmsteen band. He was on the Facing the Animal album. He was a part of the band Advance and Candlemass and a whole bunch more. This guy's an amazing singer, so they get him. And they think, man, we could use a really good bass player on some of this stuff. You know, who do we know that's a really good bass player? Oh, I don't know. How about Billy Sheehan? So they reach out to Billy Sheehan. Billy Sheehan hears the songs and goes, this is amazing. And Scott says to Billy, all I want from you is for you to do your thing on these songs to where people hear it and know it's Billy Sheehan without me having to tell them it's Billy Sheehan. Billy Sheehan says, that's what I do. And so that's what he did. So this album came out about a month ago. Scott sent it to us. I hope you had a chance to check it out because I know he sent you a copy as well.
Yeah.
And it's damn awesome. The album's called After the Storm. The band is called Seven Ravens. And this is a song called Deja Vu.
And the best thing about it is there's an album filled with other great songs.
Yeah, you're totally right, man. So many great songs on here. Billy Sheehan plays bass on six of them. They're just well written. It's heavy. It's melodic. It's, wow, I'm super impressed with it. Like, I've told the story before, I'm always a little apprehensive about people sending me stuff because I don't want to get it and then be like, oh, shit, I don't really like it. And then have to tell them or explain to them that I don't like it. This was a pleasant thing right here. This is a great album. The one that came before is really good. This is a band that people need to check out, and it's fresh. You know, these guys have been doing it for a while, but man, this is a brand new album. Just came out like a month ago. Check it out. It's After the Storm, Seven Ravens. Follow them on Facebook. Look them up on the X. You know, check this band out. Give them a try. If you love this kind of stuff, man, there ain't nothing not to love about Seven Ravens.
Yeah, it's really good. The whole record's good, and it's produced well. The playing, of course, is top-notch on it. And that Billy Sheehan guy, he's got a future ahead of him.
Yeah, see, that was the other thing, too, I was going to mention. You're right, the production is so good. It's like every instrument is right exactly where you would want it. Like, everything is just lined up perfectly on it.
Yeah, it's pro all the way around. And I haven't written in a long time, but this is one of the CDs I've got now that I am looking at doing an actual written review for because it's that good.
Nice. Heck yeah, they deserve the attention.
All right, well, my next pick, and I turned you onto the song you're going to play out the show with, but also, like, that's part of what this is about is, you know, view us as your friend that you grew up with that turned you on to new bands. And that happens for us all the time. And my next pick is one of that, is an example of that. Our good friend Eric Luzier, who's on CGCM, who hosts the French Connection, hit me up about this band not long ago and told me they're a band from Montreal. They're called the Sunset Drip.
Oh, yeah.
And I hadn't heard of them before, and I tried to do some research on them, and they don't have a lot of information out there. I just know they're from Montreal. They're a three-piece with band members named Mos, Brandon Gear, and Michael Paredes, and there's not much info on their website, but all you need to know is this song is really fucking cool. This is the Sunset Drip with a song called Midnight Walker Blues.
Leave.
And, you know, to be honest with you, I'm kind of surprised because remember a few weeks ago, well, actually, when we did the Beat the Geek week, we ended with a song by the Sunset Drip, but it was a different song.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't really sound like this song. Like, I was surprised that it was the same band. So if you think you're getting one thing with this band, apparently you're getting a little bit of something else, too. I mean, they're not a one-trick pony. Like, I thought the first thing I heard sounded like, oh, well, this would have been a cool 80s band, you know, if it would have came out then.
Yeah.
But this song has got more like a 90s kind of a vibe to it, almost.
You know what, this one, and maybe I'm just wrong, but like this reminded me of, like, you remember in the past, I've heard you say this a few times, where like you like the Doors, but you wish the Doors weren't so heavy on keyboards. Like, you could remove the keyboards and beef up the guitar and add a bass. I think this kind of sounds like what the Doors might have sounded like.
You know what? I can kind of dig that. It's got that vibe and groove to it for sure. Wow.
Yeah.
I like it.
So like old school LA Sunset Strip. But yeah, the song that you used for Beat the Geek was, that was the one Eric had sent to me originally. And I like that one too. It has the word sex in the title, but that has more of an 80s feel. But yeah, there's a kind of a weird mix of stuff on there. And like, they're very underground. There's not like, they don't have that many Spotify listeners. So hopefully, you know, we get them a little bit more, you know, exposure here.
Yeah. It's called the Sunset Drip. Mm-hmm. Give them some love. You know, these are one of those bands that they're doing something good. Not a lot of people know about it. Least you can do is give them a like on Facebook or a follow. Keep up with them. Show them some love. Buy the album if it comes out. I mean, I think they've been releasing singles, so hopefully that adds up to an actual album. And when that comes out, because you're following them, you'll be in the know. Order it. Hey, you know, help these young bands out, because they're doing something that we all wish that bands would do. You know, keep hard rock and heavy metal music alive. But a band like that can't survive unless they're supported. So show them some love. At least give them a like.
Yeah, I was very impressed with it. So, you know, that's what it's all about. It's, you know, if you got something cool that you like, send it to us or whatever, you know.
Heck yeah. And if you want to be turned on to the latest and greatest music, especially from up north, check out Eric Luzier on the CGCM network and his show, The French Connection. He's turning us on to stuff. Let him turn you on to stuff, too.
Yes, sir.
All right. Speaking of them Canadian geeks, oh, the Meister's going to be proud of me for this one. So, you guys probably remember back in the day, not back in the day, I would say back in the day, like back towards the beginning of the Decibel Geek podcast. Back then, Thunder Mother was kind of a fresh blood band. The Meister turned us on to them. An all-female hard rock band, really had that, I guess they call it new wave of classic metal, is what I would call them, because they would take like the influence from the old school and bring it in and put a new twist on it for the modern age, and they were good at doing that. Thunder Mother was a really great band, and they started to get some pretty good acclaim. But then, where did they go? I don't know. All of a sudden, I find out there's this band called The Gems. I go, okay, they're from Sweden. And they've got some of the same members as Thunder Mother. Could this be what happened to Thunder Mother? It is. So when that band dissolved, this band was born. So they're doing some good stuff. And they recently were signed by Napalm Records. That's a good thing, because that means that we can get music from them. So carrying on the tradition of Thunder Mother, it's good, heavy, hard rock music with a female touch. And I like that. Check this out. From the ashes of Thunder Mother, that's fitting. This is The Gems, and the song's called Like a Phoenix.
You think you're one of a kind. You fear I will speak my mind.
No word yet on when the new album will come out, but it is officially being worked on now. If that song is anything to give us any kind of clue, this is something I'm going to be looking forward to, and hopefully you can have that on the list for new albums coming our way soon on the GeekWire.
Yeah, and I think I heard there was a lot of drama with the whole Thunder Mother situation. Like the rest of the band separated from the singer, and I think the Gems is the rest of the band. I could be wrong.
I think so. I think you're right on that.
So I don't know if the singer chick is gonna start a new version of Thunder Mother or not, but I do like that a lot.
That's interesting. That'd be something to check out and see what the deal is with that, but either way, you're getting great new music from this band called The Gems. It's with a G, G-E-M, The Gems. They've got Facebook pages, they've got X accounts and all that. Follow this band so that when that new album comes out, you're in the know and you can get a hold of that. Do it.
Now if I can just get the Donnas to get back together.
That would be awesome.
Yep. All right, so for my next one, you know, everybody's really sad that, you know, there's no more Black Sabbath, and Ozzy is not doing well with his health and had to cancel his Power Trip festival appearance. And it doesn't look like there's not any fans of the classic Sabbath don't have much to look forward to until now. This is a band called Iron Void that I found recently, and they were formed by Jonathan Seely Seal in November of 98. And it's an old school doom metal band, worshiping at the altar of bands such as Black Sabbath, St. Vitus, Pentagram, Trouble, The Obsessed, and Cathedral, with a strong new album influence. And I think when you hear this, you'll completely get it. This is a song by Iron Void, and it's called Grave Dance.
that.
That's straight up old school Sabbath.
And it's got that sweet Zakk Wylde guitar tone to it. It's kind of more Black Label, I think.
Almost like a young Ozzy singing for Black Label.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
And that's from the album 4 that came out this year. So and there's tons of great songs on it. It's really, really good.
Sweet. I'm going to have to get that. That's badass.
Yeah, and you can go to, they're on Bandcamp. Go to ironvoid.bandcamp.com, and you can, they have t-shirts and vinyl and CDs and everything, and even beanie hats.
Oh, wow. A little bit of everything for you at the Bandcamp. Makes it easy to support a band like this, and if it's so easy to keep hard rock and heavy metal alive, why wouldn't you do it? Go check that out. All right, so with the Decibel Geek podcast, everybody knows that it's more than just a show. It's a whole community. That's why we've got the Decibel Geek Community Facebook group, where everybody gets together and chits and chats about their favorite bands, talks about new bands that are coming out. Hey, have you heard this? Hey, have you seen this? Check this out. You might like it. I get ideas for fresh blood a lot of times from you guys. That's right. So when I'm perusing on the Decibel Geek Facebook community group and I see Chris Fretwell and he's talking about this band called Wanted, I go, well, that dude's got great taste in music. Maybe I should check this out. Man, am I glad I did. Their latest album's called Late Attraction. It came out back in July. You gotta love this. They're from Oxford Charter Township, Michigan. Just a little tiny place.
Hmm.
If you look at their Bandcamp bio, you're going to love it. It's this. We're young dudes that write old school metal. Man, when it comes to fresh blood, we've never asked for anything more than that. And it ain't no lie. This is Wanted and a song called Gas Burner.
Fire!
Burns. Yeah, I love it.
I do too. And there was a song off this record that was on my almost list. Like if you hadn't picked it, I probably would have.
Oh yeah, nice.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
I just love it that we're all friends here, you know, and we're all turning each other on to stuff all the time. Where if I want to go and find something new and cool to listen to, all I got to do is go into the Decibel Geek community and scroll on down, you know, and it doesn't take long to see friends and acquaintances on that group chatting about stuff, and you're going to come across things like this. So I encourage you, if you're on Facebook, to join the Decibel Geek community and get involved in that conversation, because let's face it, the coolest people on the entire planet are in that group and they're talking to each other. It's awesome. And you can learn a whole lot of stuff that you didn't know before. It's like fresh blood every day over there.
Yeah, I mean, that's, we don't just come out of this with the stuff out of thin air. We find it from a lot of you guys.
Uh-huh. So get in there and influence us.
Well, and here's one where one of our friends who is in the music industry had a great way of selling me on this band, because he didn't make it clear that he was representing them as their PR person when he initially sent me the link to their video. I'm talking about our friend Dave Tedder, who runs Head First Entertainment.
Oh, nice.
And Dave and I talk all the time, and we'll send each other bands. Well, oh, this is cool, and what have you heard this yet, and all that. And I thought it was just another one of those messages, and it's this band called Midnight Vice, and they're from the Tampa area in Florida. There's a lot of bands popping up out of Florida lately, and they're new wave of traditional heavy metal. And I think you're really gonna like this. This has really got the old school spirit to it, and man, the vocalist can really hit some high notes. This is Midnight Vice from their self-titled album from this year, and it's a song called Baptized by Fire.
Your time is gone. I've had enough.
love it.
I love that song. And I was like, man, that's really good. I'll definitely spend this on Fresh Blood. He's like, good, because I'm representing him. I'm like, oh, you sly motherfucker.
Climb into my web gladly.
That's PR done the right way.
Shoot, yeah, man. It's easy to sell what you love, what you believe in. I believe in rock and roll, and so does Dave Tedder.
Yeah, and he, Sister Sin was a band we played in the past that he used to represent. He's turned us on to a number of great bands.
All right, so that's pretty awesome. You know, Fresh Blood right there, perfect example. Gotta love that. So every once in a while, we'll come across something, we'll be like, oh, wow, this is new. This is cool. I like this. Oh, wow. I wonder if anybody knows about this band. I better share it on Fresh Blood. And then when you start doing the research, you realize, oh, everybody probably knows about this band except for me. So I'm going to play you something that came out in March of 2023. This is a band that's called The Cold Stairs. Have you heard of this?
It's so funny that you're the person that picked this, because this band has been served up to me so many times in the last couple of months, and I like their stuff, but I always was like, does this really work for Decibel Geek, and would Aaron even like this? So I'm kind of surprised you picked this.
No, I do like it. I do like it quite a bit. It's got, I don't know, to me it's like Clutch meets ZZ Top somehow, and somewhere in between, but then there's also like 60s, late 60s rock influence on it, I think.
I get a big vibe of Rival Sons out of it.
Yeah, okay. Well, the Cold Stairs, as I found out, are pretty damn popular. They started out back in 2010 as kind of a local H kind of situation with only two members, singer-guitarist Chris Stapp and drummer Brian Mullins. A lot of our listeners probably know them because apparently they were pretty big back in 2012. That's fresh. Their new album is called Voices, and it's their sixth studio album, not counting the six EPs they got to go out along with them. Not to count the 2 million streams on Spotify they already have. I'm breaking it fresh right here on Decibel Geek.
Fresh to you.
World premiere, fresh to me. Here's The Cold Stairs. You're going to see what I'm saying. A little Clutch mixed in with a little ZZ Top. I think it's pretty good. This one's called Lights Out.
Here are the moments. Coming. Oh, I should have felt you coming.
right here on the Decibel Geek Podcast. That's The Cold Stairs. It's called Lights Out. I dig it, man. It's different. You know, it's definitely not like Sunset Strip rock, but it's not always about that, you know. And this band has got something special to them. It's got that fuzz, but it's a little funky, and it's, man, it's good. The drummer is kick ass, man. And I dig it. I don't know, man. It's like once I listened to it and then I was like, I like this. And then I read about it and I go, this doesn't seem like something I would like, but yet I do. So here it is.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I almost picked them like the last three Fresh Blood episodes we've done. I've had a song by them I was going to put in there. And then I'm like, nah. Aaron's probably not going to dig this, and I don't know that the audience is, but I get it. But it's got that garagey sound too. I like it a lot, you know.
Well, let us know in the show notes. Were you aware of The Cold Stairs before today? Do you like what you hear? Will you be picking up that album that just came out this year, or any of the other many albums they've had out? It's Fresh Blood.
Well, my last pick of the day, this is another fresh to me because this came out in 2017, but I'm thinking nobody that's listening has heard of this band, but let me know if I'm wrong in the comments. And I don't even know how to pronounce this band's name. It's either Samarkand or Samarkand. Have you ever heard of this band?
Samarkand? I have no idea. I have no idea what this is. I never heard of it. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
They are a multinational member group based out of Dublin, Ireland, where all the great hard rock comes from. The singer is Irish rock vocalist David P. Byrne, not that David Byrne, the other one. And according to their biography, now you tell me if this sounds right to you, because I don't think it does. He says that he was a featured vocalist on 80s cult movie Trick or Treat.
Well, I think there's more than one movie called Trick or Treat.
No, it says starring Ozzy Osbourne and Gene Simmons.
No, because the vocals were performed by Fastway.
That's what I thought. He was in a band called Assassin, a time that saw them tour with Def Leppard, Status Quo, Wasp, Manowar, and more, and featured vocalist on 80s cult movie Trick or Treat starring Ozzy Osbourne and Gene Simmons.
Huh.
So I need to look into this further because I noticed it right before we started today. And I'm like, what the hell?
Maybe AI wrote that description for him.
you might have figured it out. And the singer saw it and was like, sounds good.
Yeah.
But no, he was in a band called Assassin, but all the members of the group are from different countries. So I thought this was kind of interesting. And this is another kind of throwback sound, not the 80s hard rock you're really looking for, but I think it's just got a cool, I love all the harmony vocals on it, and the guitar solo kind of put it over the top for me. So this is Samarkand or Samarkand, however you pronounce it, with a song called Sunstroke Heart.
Heart. Go
pretty cool. It kind of gives me like Glenn Hughes solo music vibes a little bit.
That's a good reference, because I was trying to think of how I can pin this down of what who would like this, but yeah, that makes sense.
Almost 70s in its feel a little bit, but a little heavy. Since we can't pronounce it, should probably spell it for you. S-U-M-A-R-K. What is it?
S-A-M-A-R-K-I-N-D.
Samarkand. Maybe.
Maybe. All I know is I like the song.
Well, there you go. Do they got albums, anything?
Yeah, they've put out a couple of things, but you can the best place I found to look up info on them was irishmetalarchive.com and look up the band name in there. That's got more the most information I could find.
Man, that's pretty fresh right there. I've never heard of such a thing, but I'm glad I did, and that's what this is all about. So maybe today somebody out there listening to this has discovered their new favorite band.
I hope so.
That's how Fresh Blood is supposed to work. You know, we're trying to show you that, yeah, you know, we love Sabbath and we love Zeppelin and Kiss and Guns N' Roses and Metallica and all these great legendary bands. But nowadays, sadly, as we know, this style of music doesn't get the attention that it did in the 80s and the 90s. But nonetheless, we are amazing people with excellent taste in music. There's not a lot of us. That's what makes us special. Most of the world is stupid, but a handful of us are really, really intelligent. That's us.
And we're humble, too.
And humble. That's right. And so it's cool to do stuff like this because, man, there's a lot of bands that I love that I already know, that I listen to all the time. So to discover something new that I go, holy shit, I want everything by this band, and I want it right now. And this was a discovery that literally happened about an hour ago. So I really don't have a whole lot of information about this band, except for everything I've heard by them is amazing. I hope I'm not overhyping this, but I think this is just out of this world good.
I agree. I think this is amazing.
I heard this song because Chris just stumbled upon it and was like, wow, check this out. And I'm blown away. It definitely has flavors of old school Nazareth. I think the vocalist has got a little sprinkle of Axl Rose in there. When I heard this, probably about the third time I listened to it, I think, man, you know, Guns N' Roses just came out with that new song.
Yeah.
And Guns N' Roses is one of my all-time favorite bands. When they come out with a new song, I really, really want to like it. But with that, I really couldn't. It's just kind of okay.
Yeah, I agree.
If Guns N' Roses would have released a song like this, how excited would have people been for it?
Oh, it'd be blowing up.
It'd be getting played on the radio, and it would be a big freaking deal. But Guns N' Roses, as legendary as they are, they want to do weird shit. They don't want to really give the people what they know that the people want when it comes to new music from them. For some reason, this is awesome. You guys are going to freaking love this. It's what Fresh Blood is all about. We've given you 10 bands here today that all deserve the love and attention of rock music fans all over the world. Follow them on Facebook. Follow them on the X. Buy their merchandise. Keep up with them. They might be coming to a town near you. Might be coming to a venue in your town. You want to be on the case with these things, you got to give them the attention. You got to seek it out. We're trying to make it easy for you. The same way Pantheon does with podcasts, we try to do with rock bands. Serve it up to you on a silver platter so you can enjoy. And hopefully support these bands and artists. Look them up. Give them a like. Give them a follow. Give them your love. because they deserve it. So wrapping up Fresh Blood today on the Decibel Geek Podcast, it's an awesome band with an awesome name. They're signed to Napalm Records. They've got one other album other than their new one that has just recently come out, I believe. I'll learn more about this once it gets here in the mail because I've already ordered it. And I just found out about this band an hour ago, and I ordered their new disc. That's what supporting rock and roll is all about. Everybody wins. You support the music, you get to enjoy the music. And I got a feeling you're going to really enjoy this. This is a band called Road Wolf. Oh, yeah. The album's called Midnight Lightning. This has been Fresh Blood on the Decibel Geek Podcast. And this is a song called Supernatural.
See ya.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.